partnership between the city and Westinghouse High School could diversify Pittsburgh's police, fire, and paramedic forces. 90.5 WESA's Marcus Charleston has the story as part of our Remake Learning series.
The guys who are sophomores or seniors, you'll also be able to get your EMT that same way. So you'll see what's going on, but next year you're going to be...
Matthew Patrick stands in front of a whiteboard in his classroom. Atop the board are the questions, what are your plans after graduation, and how are you getting to that point? Kenyelle Cottingham is a junior at Westinghouse. She says the answer is simple.
I always wanted to help people out, so I came here to be a paramedic.
Kenyelle is one of 15 students enrolled in the Emergency Response Technology Program at Westinghouse High School. The program, which began last fall, is open to students throughout the school district. It's also being seen as a means of changing the racial makeup of the city's public safety workforce. Census figures show African Americans comprise 25% of the city's population, but according to the Pittsburgh Personnel Department, African Americans represent 14% of the police officers, 8% of firefighters, and 9% of emergency medical services. Executive Director of Career and Technical Education for Pittsburgh Public Schools, Angela Mike, says the program grew out of a meeting with former school superintendent Linda Lane, Mayor Bill Peduto, and others.
I was able to add to the conversation. We could help with that by creating a pipeline through our Career and Technical Education Division by adding a program, which is now our Emergency Response Program.
However, Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers President Nina Esposito Viscaitis says there were challenges.
Because a teacher isn't easy to find. You had to find the space. You had to remodel the space. You had to get support from the school district, support from the city, and support from a lot of places because it was a big undertaking.
A grant from the American Federation of Teachers, as well as city-donated public safety equipment, including a fire truck and ambulance, have helped the program. Matthew Patrick, who has been a firefighter and an EMT, says the program can be very intense.
Some of the things that they are learning, specifically in the firefighting and the EMS, the emergency medical services portion of it, are exactly what they would do if they went to a fire academy or a school for EMS to become a certified EMT.
The Emergency Response Technology Track is a 3-year program for students in grades 10 through 12. It covers 3 consecutive classroom periods, 5 days a week. The program also provides students with internship opportunities with the city and training in facilities used by firefighters, officers, and emergency medical technicians. When they complete the program, students are on a definite career track, according to Executive Director Angela Mike.
The students qualify to take, at the end of the program, a couple of certifications. One would be Pennsylvania's Emergency Medical Technician, First Responder, and then also Occupational Safety and Health Administration, which is OSHA, and will also have an opportunity to take post-secondary college credits.
Perry Glover, who is a junior at Westinghouse, sees how this program will enable his future plans.
I want to get all my certifications. I want to be a firefighter, so I do want to be an EMT too. So for me to be a firefighter, I actually got to get my EMT first, so I got to do both of them, and I'm going to go to police academy too.
Although the Emergency Response Technology Program is just starting, Mayor Bill Peduto says it could play a key role in the students' and city's future.
We'll be creating a pathway for them to get their college credits that they'll need, and then not just having a diverse police force, but one that represents Pittsburgh literally by the neighborhoods where these kids grew up.
I'm Marcus Charleston, 90.5 WESA News.